Hi, is this Michelle?
Is she?
Hi, Michelle. It's Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I actually called you at 5 your time, but it went on voicemail, so I left a voicemail and I waited for you to get back to me. So I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, you called me early. I had messaged April Adams and I let her know I was not available until after 4:30 p.m. and I think you called me before that, so I wasn't out of work yet.
Oh, okay. That might have been my communication error. I'm sorry about that. All right, Michelle, let's make this quick. I got to know about the refund concern that you've placed in via your project manager. May I know what exactly is the reason from your end?
Because there's been multiple mistakes over and over again, and the book was supposed to have already been published and available for Christmas, and it's still not.
Okay.
It's still not ready. I mean, mistake after mistake, repeated requests to fix things. I had to pretty much edit my own book. I even had to make a fake book and send it to him in order to show him. They changed words. They changed my granddaughter's name from Gemma to Memma, M-E-M-M-A. Just craziness. And it was supposed to be for sale on the market. That's why April had me do it in October. So it would be for sale right after Thanksgiving for Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So I would be in the November printing. We're already into a week before Christmas. So, you know, it's totally missed it. Everything has been, all those dates have been missed.
Okay. Thank you so much for providing a detailed analyzation on the entire process. I do apologize for the inconvenience. I do see that there were a couple of instances where the team did not look through properly in terms of the typos and the spelling mistake that you said in your granddaughter's name.
Okay, well, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I've probably gone back and forth with Patrick at least 20 emails back.
That is correct.
And verbal. I mean, back in the middle of November when he was already saying the book wasn't going to be ready, I was asking for a refund. And then he guaranteed me it was going to be ready the first week of December. And it's not. And it's more than just a couple of times. Mm-hmm. We're talking at least 20 emails back and forth.
I see that.
Ridiculous amount of time I have spent just begging for it to get done.
Okay.
Repeated requests. And that's what I even put in my emails back to him. Repeated requests.
Mm-hmm.
To fix this. It was simple things of removing a comma from something or changing the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he doesn't read what the team sent him. Or I don't know. I don't know what the team had to do, but they didn't have to do any illustrations. They really didn't have to do any writing. All they had to do was put it together.
Yes. Yes, that is correct. Okay, I have a quick timeline of what actually happened. Before I move on to the timeline, I want to let you know about the standard process so that we are on the same page. First of all, every revision that you place, it takes 3 to 4 working days for the revision to be catered. That's the standard turnaround time for every revision. Okay. Secondly, when we are working with illustrated books, what we do is that we approve the content first and then move on to the design part or the illustration part so that it's much more easier for the illustrators to just focus on the colors, the theme, the designing, all the graphic stuff, all right? So they don't have to focus on the content. The content is usually approved by the editing team when they proofread it. So that's what happened in your case, too, and I do accept that there were a couple of mistakes.
Are you still there? Hello? Hello?